Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 850, up 11 and a quarter. July, 838 and a quarter, up 6 and a quarter. Soft May wheat, 725 and a quarter, up 4. July, 733 and three quarters, up 4 and three quarters. May corn, 505 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. July, 509 and a half, up 1 and a half. December, 501 and a half, now a quarter, up 1 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1455 and three quarters, down 16 and a quarter. July, 1448 and three quarters, down 14 and a half. November, 1218 and a half, down 9. May soybean meals, $481.30, down $7.80. May soybean oil, $41.10, up 12. June live cattle, $138.12 and a half, up 60. May feeders, $184.10, up 145. May lean hogs, $116.62 and a half, down 27 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is what we would say, gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
It is, and gosh, are the planters flying along over here. Looking at the forecast, we'll be done with corn, and a lot of guys done with beans here before it rains again on us. But we could use a little rain.
Yeah, could use a little rain, and certainly that crop progress report for Indiana will be a lot shinier next week.
Oh, I'll tell you, I think they were just maybe even a little shy on what they said for this week and what we had done, but I know that, there's areas that not, farther south of here, they got a little more moisture that last round of rain, and some up north in the same respect. But, we're hearing a lot of planting progress going on in northern Illinois starting yesterday and getting in a little heavier, and southern Indiana the same way here today. So, we're looking for a big, big jump in planting progress next week.
To what degree do we pin our hopes that December in the next, say, 2 weeks makes an assault one more time at 517 on ideas that maybe, just maybe, in the far northern tier, the Minnesota, the North Dakota, the Wisconsin, that we're not going to see the corn planted as heavily as we thought it would be?
That is the big question mark, Dave. We know that the central, the middle of Indiana, the central states are all going to get stuff planted going along. It's going to be our northern tier that's going to tell us whether we, add acres or subtract acres. And, of course, that's going to tell us what our carryout's going to be, a whole bunch. And that's very much up in the air. Reading one of the news wires this morning, one of the guys in North Dakota was saying, there was still some snow down the road. This soil temperature was 33. And a few things like that. And that does make it a little bit scary for what's going in there. We are thinking we're going to see a little heavier planting of corn, at least through central Indiana, central Illinois. The seed corn dealers we've been in touch with are telling us that, an extra 40 or 80 is maybe going to corn, being they're in there and going strong now. So we look to pick up a little bit here, but, what's going to happen in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and there? And that's the big question.
Yeah, and it was North Dakota that was essentially the state last year that pretty much was the difference maker.
Yeah, and that sounds really strange that we're worried about North Dakota as far as corn production. But that is our chance to go up and get some corn sold above 515 or so for new crop corn, Dave.
Turn our attention to soybeans. What they're today?
Well, of course, we're seeing the decrease in the beans today. We're seeing the nearby. I think that comes from a lot of talk. One of the commercials was willing to bring a boatload into New Orleans and split it up into barges and send it north that way, so some of our processors could buy barges of beans that could handle a lot more than trying to do the logistics of a whole boatload. And I think that's been a little bit negative as far as that goes. Basis levels way under a year ago at this time, with the tightness of beans, but being there's so many beans and South America's shipping a lot more. And hey, let's remember, Canada's shipping us a lot of beans now as they get some rail cars available too.
So is the party over for July soybeans, or does it have another hurrah in it?
That's the big question. I think if we continue along at the import pace we're looking at, we've probably seen the biggest hurrah there. Unless they're pulled up with, you know, with rising tide raises all boats with what happens with the wheat market.
So if that be the case, then November can't go with it because there's nothing to go with. So you're looking at November pining its hopes for a rally on A, weather, or B, acres planted.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the weather is still a big question mark out there. I think a lot of us, myself included, maybe hung too big a hat on, you know, we've put the idea that this El Nino is coming in a cool, you know, moisture-filled summer across areas. But a lot of areas, you know, we might see a little bit different than that. If we do, then, of course, the weather card is a very big one yet to be played.
To what degree does wheat play in all of this in helping to prop up these other commodities, this hard red winter wheat? Kansas lost another 4 percentage points, very poor, up 4 this past week. It doesn't appear that future traders are paying very much attention to what the wheat prices in the world are when they're rallying this either.
No, it doesn't. And I'll tell you what, if you've been driving through out there, I had a relative that went to a wedding out west, come back across there, stopped at a restaurant, come out, and he had trouble finding his vehicle because all of them were the same color, dirt.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, so basically the dust storms, the whole bit, it is very, very hard. And, of course, the wheat is helping keep a bottom under the corn market in here, even before we even look at the acreage or the weather down the road. So basically along the way, the wheat is playing a very big role here as we go along. And, of course, let's not forget the Ukraine and Russia. We look for a little less wheat and a little less corn over there because of logistics, money, and just the whole turmoil that's going on.
Numbers are out for Friday's WASDE trade estimates. Is there anything there that will move markets Friday?
You know, I haven't really looked close at those estimates that you maybe say come out this morning, but, you know, there's a lot of things in that report that can, and as we look at things. So, you know, I think the stocks, you know, the amount of imports are going to figure ahead, and what our ending inventory is going to be. Will they up the exports on the corn and keep the, you know, carry-in stocks a lot lower? A lot of things like that still in that one, Dave. This is probably going to be one of the bigger reports for this time, for the May update that we've seen in a long time.
Usually don't see the May update amounting to a lot. I guess the number that I would like to probably focus on a little bit is corn yield, because we'll get our first updated numbers since the February meeting there in Virginia.
That's going to be a big one. And you know, will they cut back and say, hey, planting progress has been slow, we're going to get in after the 20th of May on a high enough percentage that we're going to drop that down 2-3 bushels from what we had before, and that can make a big difference in what we're looking at as a carryout number.
Yeah, and weren't we over 163 in that earlier estimate?
Yeah, we sure were over that, yes. I think we're closer to 165. So
that's a big number.
That's a big number, and, you know, we would need that cool, moisture-adequate summer to get that 165.
So let's say we get something less. Let's say we get 3 to 4 BPA less. Does that provide underlying support for the December corn, at least heading into June sometime?
Well, I think it would give us the support as to carry us a little ways, take us back up, to give us a chance to shoot at that 524 that a lot of people are shooting for out there. And, you know, it can happen, that's for sure. You know, and we're going to go a little bit closer to June, just on seeing, like we talked before, mm-hmm. what the northern states are going to do as far as their planning and what they can get in the ground and what comes up.
What do you see on the livestock side before we let you go today?
Livestock, it's, you know, the cash is leading that market. You know, the futures discount to cash, and we're just going to continue to stay strong with the meats. We've got a very tight supply and very good demand.
It is amazing that cash is leading feeders at 184.45.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I remember many, many times, Dave, we talked about that, except we didn't put the dollar in front of it.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the market, May corn is 505 3/4, up 2.5. July, 511 1/4, up 3.25. December, 503 1/4, up 3.25. May soybeans, 14.54 and a half down 17 and a half. July, 14.48 and a quarter down 15. And November, 12.17 and three quarters down 9 and three quarters. May soybean meal, 482.30 down 6.80. May soybean oil, 41.10 up 12. June live cattle, 138.12 and a half up 60. May feeders, 184.40 up 175. May lean hogs, 116.52 and a half down 37 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.